Now, the form of the metal here is important in terms of its toxicology. The mercury 2 plus is the most common oxidized state for this particular metal. So the ore, as I said, for mercury was cinnabar, which is the, is this mercuric or mercurous sulfide here? So if we have oxygen, what's the oxidation state on the oxygen there? Yeah, so what would be the oxidation state on the sulfur there? Yep, there are two oxidation states for the mercury, Hg1 plus and Hg2 plus. So that's mercuric sulfide, that guy there. So that guy then is our common form that we would be mining, for instance. If we then reduce it, we can drop it back to mercury 1 plus or to mercury metal. Now, mercury, as I said, is used in batteries. 30% of the use of it is in mercury batteries. The other thing is street lamps, and the big one, the controversy these days, is the fact that the state government then decided that all lighting in houses that are being built at the moment should be fluoro. And the manufacture of fluoro globes then means that you actually put a little bit of mercury inside your fluoro globe. So what they're doing is they are improving the environment in terms of the amount of CO2 that's being produced for lighting a household, but they're polluting the environment in terms of the amount of mercury then that they're putting in by requiring that it's like a large amount of each new house that's built has to have energy efficient, which is code for fluoro lighting. It's like about 70% or something of the house has to be covered in stuff. Switches, often sophisticated switches use mercury, and funguses are hard to kill, so there are actually still some mercury fungicides out there in use. For analysis, cold vapor atomic absorption or cold vapor atomic fluorescence spectroscopy are the methods that are used. And the reason for doing cold vapor is so that you don't lose mercury in the vapor phase. Obviously, if you heated that thing up, you've already got something which is highly volatile. You're just going to lose the material. We took the lead samples in water. We put acid in to ensure that we don't lose the lead to the surface of the glass. In the case of mercury, you ensure that your sample container, typically a glass container, again, is pre-treated with a preservative at the outset. So often it's dichromate nitric acid that's used to ensure that you don't lose it onto the surface.